Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
My wife, my niece, and my and we went to the mall.
Yeah.
My niece is 15 now. And she goes, can we go to Spencer Gifts? I said, fine. It was so awkward. We walked in and all I saw was dildos on the back of the store. And I said, she goes, what's that? And I said, let's go. Let's go.
Wow, they've gone that far?
Yeah.
This is lava lamps and dildos.
That's all it is. He's right.
36 people injured on that.
That's right.
Mm. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright.
By the way, we have three shows this week. Can we give our boy here a round of applause for... being a trooper with zero sleep, really? Yeah. Well, he got some sleep on the plane, but I mean...
That's fantastic. That's showbiz, baby.
That is dedication. I really, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate it.
Well,
I
mean,
really
I think...
It's that's nice of you to have, you know, because these are the last three
we
shows
have to be responsible. We have, you know,
I think it's
a commitment to our family here. Mike,
I'm not going to be here Wednesday.
Let me add.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Live from Podville Media in Washington, D.C. and around the world. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome to the party, and please join us along with our friends in great places like Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Get it? Noel, Missouri. Garland, Texas. Eggnog, Utah. Really a town called Eggnog?
There is a place called Eggnog, yes.
Barra de Navidad, Mexico. Ooh. Home of the Jesus.
Yeah.
Right?
That means the Jesus. That means the Christmas sandbar.
Or is it Barrio de Navidad?
No, Barra.
It's Barra.
Barra.
Sandbar.
Ooh. Christmas sandbar.
Sandbar? Is that sandbar?
Yeah, the sandbar, the Christmas sandbar.
Santa Claus, Indiana. That rounds out our Christmassy towns for each one of you, everybody. As we do our last shows before the Christmas holiday. A wonderful, wonderful, wonderful event. Every year that we can all celebrate. Oscar, I was thinking about you when I heard this story. 36 people injured after a severe, I mean severe, like smash your head into the top of the aircraft turbulence. Going into Honolulu. Really horrible story. I mean, just astonishing. Let me read it to you. At least 36 people on a Hawaiian Airlines flight were injured, with 20 taken to the emergency room.
Wow.
Mm. Their plane encountered severe turbulence on a flight from Phoenix to Honolulu.
Yeah.
On Sunday. Did you hear anything about that?
I'm curious. I saw it on the news this morning while I was on another plane. Well, it's always great to watch a story about a plane having extreme turbulence where people go to the hospital.
Yeah.
And you're on a plane.
Well, they censor movies that have... They don't show movies that have like plane crashes or plane trouble on airplanes. You would think they could also filter the news.
And for context, I just flew in this morning.
And boy, are his arms tired.
From Los Angeles. And there was a medical emergency on my plane, my first leg from LA to...
Oh, I look forward to hearing about that later.
Yeah, excuse
me. Oh, someone's handed Mr. O'Mara a microphone.
Well, I...
Mac tonight.
You know, I've been thinking about the people in Hawaii, Rob.
The good people?
Well, I mean, you know, this is a time of year where people go out on vacation, and of course, native Hawaiians go home to visit their loved ones.
This is true. Right?
Yeah. Well, I just thought with this terrible incident in the plane, I'd maybe share something with all of them. Hope you enjoy it. Merry Christmas, Hawaiians.
Mele kalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas Day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Oh my.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine all day and all the stars at night. Mele kalikimaka is Hawaii's way to say Merry Christmas to you. Second verse. Mele kalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you, where the island is the palm tree sway or something like that.
You're
that's
very close, yeah.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Nelly Kalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you. Pony Boy Matt Bloom, take it away.
No, don't sing, Pony. Don't sing.
No, I ruined it.
Yeah,
you did.
No, he was implying you were leading the horn section.
No, no, 36
people injured on that.
That's right.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, do a little more.
Melikalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you. Oranges are different, Nathaniel, just like Hope and Crosby. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. To say Merry Christmas to you.
Thank
what
you very
a
much.
Wonderful way to start the week.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. What the hell is that?
That's just airplane sounds. I thought it'd be nice.
Oh, all right.
Bandages are under the seats.
Yeah.
Thought I hit the wrong button or something like that.
Hope nothing goes wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's terrible. All right.
I'm not a fearful flyer, so when I see those stories, they concern me, but I think you guys, I've said this enough times, when you fly on a cargo ship with a bunch of livestock
to go see
your grandmother, that's where you're concerned.
I did some rabbit hole things with this guy that travels throughout South America, and he was in Bolivia where I guess there's all sorts of civil war and stuff like that. So,
yeah, it's
was
not,
his name Dr. Z?
No.
It was not Dr. Z.
No, I thought it might be Dr. Z.
It was fascinating. Because that's just between the narco trafficking and the rebelling and all the stuff they did. That can be a very unsafe part of the world to be in. And you roll up into these towns. These guys do. They roll up into these towns and they got caco leaves just laid out on tarps that people chew and stuff like
the
that.
Coca,
and
coca.
That's where the cocaine, the coca,
It's the real thing.
Yeah, it's just a weird, weird time. Yeah. It's weird. It's some wild stuff going out there. So you did fly. Well, I don't even know what your schedule is.
I left.
I know we're taping late today. So
correct.
Go ahead.
I left on Wednesday. Was it after the show?
I believe so.
No,
you skipped the show Wednesday.
Skipped the show Wednesday.
Because you had to help with the butter.
Yes. Skipped the show Wednesday. Landed in Los Angeles on Wednesday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then flew out. Last night, Sunday night, and
what time was your departure?
My flight was at 11:59 p.m.
Ugh.
To Dallas-Fort Worth, where there was a medical emergency on my plane.
Okay, what happened on your plane?
Well, I was concerned because, I was just trying to catch some Z's.
That's all? He just wants to get a little shut-eye?
And then...
Can you get some shut-eye? And you take the red-eye? Is that what you took?
I wanted to, yes.
Okay. All right.
It turned into more than just that because... roughly, that's a four-hour flight, an hour into the flight. The lights come on in the cabin.
Mm-hmm. Four-hour flight to DFW.
Yes.
Okay.
Worth it, though,
because it is a beautiful airport, and when you get there, you're always glad you came.
Lights come on in the cabin, and they ask for a doctor.
Right.
Is there a doctor on board?
Oh, no. Have you ever had that? I've seen it in movies. I've never seen it in real life.
Be out of my mind.
Yeah.
Be
yeah.
out of my mind. As soon as that happened, I'd be like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Might have the big one at that point.
Well,
I mean, what I do when I get anxious, I start eating. So I had a bunch of snacks. So I started eating my snacks.
Snack. Your own, or did they have them?
Oh, my mom packed a panettón in my backpack, and I started chomping on that like a mouse. I just was eating it.
There is a panettón in my backpack.
That's wonderful.
Because that's all I had to fly with is a backpack.
Yeah.
Which is great. Right. No check, no bag, nothing. Boom, backpack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's seven rows ahead of me. The medical emergency is going down. You see,
Heart attack?
I couldn't tell because I wasn't getting much information.
We got a bleeder.
Oh no.
But I guess there's one of the overhead compartments that has all the defibrillators and all other stuff.
It's normally
out there
to the front of the plane.
Don't know. They went and brought that whole thing back.
Oh, great.
And they had what looked like to be a med student trying to help this lady out.
You're going to have to undo a button.
And then someone said, does anybody have a, what is it, your blood sugar level monitor?
Oh, a blood sugar, like testing strips?
Yes.
Like a blood sugar testing?
They needed something.
So it could have been
the loudspeker again. Does anybody have this on the plane? And then some lady walked up and gave whatever they needed there.
I could have been so useful.
You could have saved someone.
I could have been a hero.
Would you keep your stuff with you?
I never check medicine because if they lose your bags.
And I have it, so I am not medicated.
This is new news, by the way. New news. Don't read ahead.
No, I mean, I just talked to my doctor 10 minutes before I came in on the show. I talked to his nurse at my new doctor's office, which has already paid for itself, in my humble opinion. And they're telling me, A, how crappy my insurance company is because it's the way they do. They're not going to give you the Medicaid. They just deny you. They just deny you. Ugh. After all this Obamacare and all this bat crap.
Obama!
But the thing, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's in here somewhere. I don't know where
he is.
I'm trying. That's a, you know what that is? That's a recurrent take. Yeah,
what could happen, Rob? What could happen?
If you get extraordinarily high blood sugar, you can get disoriented, sweaty, really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But what's scary, and I've seen my dad go through this before, is very low blood sugar, where you almost have like symptoms of aphasia, where you can't talk and you can't function.
That's probably what happened because the captain said, just be prepared. We might have to make an emergency landing because they couldn't figure out what was going on.
But the low blood sugar, I've seen it happen and it's really, really frightening. Now, the good thing about low blood sugar is the easy way to handle it is candy bar, Coca-Cola, piece of fruit, glass of milk, anything like
that.
Isn't that
your favorite part about being diabetic?
I would go sometimes days without eating. I called it saving up for a Hershey bar.
then you say, hit me.
But the high blood sugar you have to combat with, that's weird because if I ever let my sugar get high, I was on a slow acting insulin, which means I couldn't like just take a quick shot and have it fix it. There are faster acting insulins, but if you're not on that, you can be really in trouble where you have to like wait it out, drink a lot of water, exercise.
So you've been treated, but you're type 2, right?
Yeah, well, not anything anymore, but I was type 2.
Yeah.
You're
out of it.
Yeah. Done. 6 months, he's out.
I'm unhealthier than you are.
Well, that's not a prize.
Yeah.
No, I just got the notification that everything was good except for
that. You're confirmed diabetic. You only have been.
I am a diabetic now.
Yes. So you're past the pre.
Your name's Michael Mara, and you're a diabetic.
Unmedicated.
Yes.
As we speak.
Yeah. You did it to yourself.
Well,
nothing.
Did it to myself. Yeah. I'm living proof that you can beat it.
Yeah.
And in not much time.
Yeah, but I think, unfortunately, right now is, you know, I expected better results because I've lost weight.
You
and,
were pre-diabetic, and then you went down to not being pre.
I was pre, and then I went into the not. Man. And the days of the margarita are over for me.
Yeah.
They are. Period. Mm. End of story.
Boom.
Not going to happen.
I'm glad you said that.
Not going to happen.
You may want to wait to change your lifestyle for a couple more business days because you have a package coming your way.
Oh, no.
The fruitcake?
Yeah. They are amazing.
But it's his life.
Yeah, but I mean.
Yeah, but nobody's given me clear
instructions.
Focus on the nuts. Yet. Focus on the nuts. The nuts
but,
are good
for you. But I
mean, really,
I have been waiting for months for medication.
Yeah.
That's been denied. They dick around with, and anybody, look, I'm not the only one. I know there are people listening to me right now that can tell the story about these insurance companies. They are the bane of our world. They are the bane of our existence, and they need to be destroyed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I mean torn down and
to
taken over by the government. Just like a communist Christmas. Let's not do that. Hear me out. This is ridiculous.
Quality care goes down right away.
Who are they?
That's BS.
But no, when they purposely price
Tony, what's BS? The fact that they do this, the quality of care does not go down.
There are plenty of countries that have single payer, and the care is fantastic.
Tell me, name one.
Canada.
Are they winners?
Canada.
No.
Norway. Sweden.
All they gave us was Drake.
Denmark.
You might get Canada care when they attack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which Denmark is the Danish. The Dutch are Holland, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Talking to a Dutchman from Holland. And he told me.
A flying
that
Dutchman?
They're incredulous when they hear about it. He said he just doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't compute doesn't with them sense. How we are hung out to dry. How
but people don't we are have,
allowed. Purposely, because of money, yeah. people are allowed to die.
Don't we they purposely have price people healthcare? Out?
No.
With Obamacare?
No, that was a step towards it, but you see how well it's working. They purposely price certain medications out of the...
Ladies and gentlemen, you ready for this?
Yeah.
If you want to take up the GoFundMe, I'd appreciate it. Mm. $1,000 now with my new rate.
Yep.
$1,700 a month.
Just for you.
A month. Just for me. Mm-hmm. My wife and my child are
$1 million.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. That's a lot of money when they pull this crap. And the thing that is so frustrating is that in their sort of bass-ackward system, you get the medication that's too expensive for the average person to pay for it, literally too expensive for them to pay for it, but the insurance covers it, so everybody gets their money. But if you get denied, you don't get your medicine, they don't get their money, and that's where the system is broken. It's just broken.
Yeah, drug companies and insurance companies.
Hand in hand.
Can I get back to my story?
Go ahead.
Yes, please.
So what happened on your plane?
I don't know if you can do this on any plane, but we got there an hour early, almost an hour early. They put the jets on.
You cut through a few backyards.
Yeah,
they
were like,
boom.
Got us to Dallas-Fort Worth almost an hour early. It was crazy.
So the pilot actually took a shortcut to
whatever
get you there
he did,
quicker.
We got there faster, and there was EMS waiting for us on the tarmac.
Did you get a look at the person?
Yes. And what I found out as the murmurs got off, we couldn't get up as soon as we got there. They rushed in, they grabbed the person, and then the med student that was
Were there some old people that still stood up and tried to get their overhead
nobody
stuff?
Nobody stood up. Everyone was everyone was concerned.
You gotta move down here, Rob.
And they were sleepy. The med student, someone said, what happened? They're like, so it's like, he said it's some, not dementia. It was like the person didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
And
incoherent.
Incoherent. He goes, the problem is they had multiple drinks before they got on the plane.
Oh, okay.
So he couldn't figure out if they were just hammered and they had a conflict with the medication. Or they were hammered and they forgot to take their medication.
Could be any of that.
And then they were falling apart.
Alcohol will drive your blood sugar up wicked fast, too.
You know, as somebody who's got experience with being a phobic flyer, and I don't count myself as phobic anymore. Phobic is you literally are in terror to get on a plane.
You always like to avoid it. I mean,
by like, concern.
I was a nervous flyer. So a nerve, but people that, you know, there are people that don't fly a lot. People don't fly as much as they have in the past. And there is an anxiety element that cannot be underestimated. There's a reason why you have so many of these wig out situations. Mm-hmm. Because you take something. This is getting back to it. I'm anti-society today. I'm anti the man today. I'm going to tell you, I'm anti-big airline today. Yeah. They have taken something that is highly stressful for many, 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 many people. There are other people that do it all the time. It's a walk in the park. Mm-hmm. There's some people that enjoy it. But they've taken something that for a large number of people is just off the charts stressful, and they've made it just infinitely worse. They've made the whole procedure worse. It's just miserable to fly anywhere. It sucks.
But, Mike, in fairness to my experience.
So you get loaded. You get loaded.
Experience today is that they were able to take her off. She was not conscious, but the gentleman said that he said, I believe she's going to be okay. It's good. It's good. We got here when we got here. Boom.
Good.
That was it.
Good.
Now,
she also, Mike, the last thing she said when she got off the plane is that she'd love to have Santa Claus come and stay with them.
I thought it was like my body. No. Tip of the cap to Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport.
Oh, here she is. How silly of me.
Here she is on the gurney. Here she is.
Why, we'd love to have Santa Claus come and stay with us. I think it would be simply charming.
I forgot to mention, this is the first smoke show I've ever seen as a flight attendant. I think they're back in business.
Really?
Back in business. What? Yes. Give the airline a prop. Give
American
the
Airlines.
Prop. American.
And I put them. And I wasn't in first class, but I could see through the curtain. I was very impressed.
Put her in first, of course.
Naturally.
Yeah.
So she could be up there with all the 78-year-old people.
I was shocked. I was like, where'd that lady come from? And then Nurse Ratchet was throwing me peanuts.
You have a sturdy flight attendant?
I had to pay for them.
Yeah.
As I mean, the panettone and whatever they had in that little cart. So, because I was
stress eating.
I was concerned.
Yeah, of course.
Right. You get off the plane
yes.
finally.
I go.
And you've got a connection.
I've got a connection on them early for the connection. What to do?
Yeah.
Thank God there was a breakfast burrito place open.
Oh my God.
At that point, I was like, man, I'm glad that lady's okay. I could really use a meal.
What time are we talking about now at DFW?
This is 5:05, like 5.
Local time?
Their local time.
Okay.
So
6 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you got there, you had everything was fine,
made your connection. Made my connection. Another American Airlines flight was
five
great.
Five hours?
Yes, right. A long flight. What was fun about that flight?
Did you have to visit the facilities in Dallas-Fort Worth? Because I think sometimes those breakfast burritos work at wicked speed.
By the way, we have three shows this week. Can we give our boy here a round of applause for being a trooper with zero sleep? Really? Yeah. Well, he got some sleep on the plane, but I mean, were you able to sleep on the other plane at all?
On the plane to here, yes. From DC, Dallas to here, yes. Boom, out. Great.
Did all your ESPN stuff come off without a hitch today?
The ESPN stuff is prepped today. It goes on tomorrow. I fly back out tomorrow. I'll do the show tomorrow from here and the show Wednesday from LA.
That's fantastic. That's showbiz, baby.
That is dedication. I really, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate it.
I think
that's nice of you to have, because these are the last three
shows.
We
have to be responsible. We have,
I think it's
commitment to our family here. Mike,
I'm not going to be here Wednesday.
let me add this. Something came up, guys.
Something came up.
It's going to be you and Mike. Good luck.
I just have to get my last minute shopping done.
I can't find the gifts I need.
Do you think you're spoiled with airports? I only say that because I compare our airports
where
here.
I live?
Yeah, where you live. Your airport, boom, bam, you're in, you're out.
Let me tell you why it's a perfect-sized airport. Let me tell you why I'm not. Because in order for me to get anywhere in the United States, I got to drive effing an hour and 45 minutes to get to my airport.
Okay.
Because my airport down here, you know where it goes? Fort Wayne! When did you get back with your man cut? Are you a man or a woman? I can't tell because you got a crew cut on, Marge. Mm-hmm. Marge, when did you get back?
But you're close by airport. Christ.
It's like they ought to call it Midwest International Airport.
But you're close by airport. Also, it serves DC? I've flown into that one.
It serves DC. It serves Boston. Mm-hmm. It serves New York. But you know what? I like to go. It's just problematic. Doesn't serve New Orleans.
Yeah, that's
with
true.
A nonstop.
That's true. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
But if they had better service, that airport size wise and access wise is almost perfect.
My Southwest Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah,
I
it's
love
a great
it,
little
I would
airport.
Love to. I would love to. Carla is a believer in connecting. I am not.
Oh,
if
yeah.
I will drive a. I don't want to connect to New Orleans by flying up to Charlotte.
Yeah.
I don't want to drive, fly 3 hours to Charlotte so I can fly 4 hours to New Orleans. It just doesn't make any sense to me, you know? And when you look at New Orleans, Louisiana, which you go across the Gulf of Mexico and you're there in 2 hours.
Right.
It's just, it's silly. So, but then again, that's my whole MO today. That's my whole mindset with hating the man.
Yeah.
I hate the man.
The man.
I really do. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I only say that to say that flying out of DC, super easy. Flying out of Logan, if there's not a delay, super. Getting in and out is super easy now. Dallas is still a quagmire. BWI is too far. Fine.
Yep. Right. Right. Exactly.
But LAX.
is the armpit of America.
Always has been the worst airport in the world.
And as I'm getting an Uber, because why?
Hartsfield is larger and more of a pain in the ass, but at least Hartsfield, many parts of it are very modern. So that's what LAX seems to have been
frozen,
crappy and under construction for 60 years.
So the Uber driver that was kind of driving there, Gideon was his name. It's 55 minutes to my gate from my sister's place. I said, Gideon, this place is like, I've been in third world countries where airports are more functional. And he said, well, they're just gearing up for the 2028 Olympics.
Oh.
I said,
so what they're building, they're it's the construction they're talking about?
With respect to the, it looks like Fallujah. There are just, there's.
Have you ever flown into the other one? What is it, John Wayne? Is
Burbank. Burbank's great.
Yeah.
Great.
But small, though. Small.
Great.
Have you flown into Burbank?
Yes. Southwest flies straight from BWI to Burbank.
Okay. All right. That's the one I would do.
Yeah. But I sat there and I said, you mean this is going to get worse? He said, they said they're going to be done by 2024. I said,
oh,
2024?
Well, welcome to the infrastructure of the United States. That's the that's the whole ballgame.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. But I have to say that Atlanta is pretty scary when you talk about the size of it.
Yeah.
Just the simple. We should get our friend Joel Rogers to talk airports because he's Delta. Hartsfield is in Atlanta. I think it's still Hartsfield. Is it still Hartsfield?
I believe it is.
I'm so old, I get airport names wrong. That's how. Is it still Teddy Roosevelt International Airport up there? I get frustrated with airports that are not modern. And Logan will have one area that's like shiny and new, and then another area that looks just horrible.
Made the mistake. I'm flying back. Didn't get the extra leg room at all. I thought I'd be fine. Wasn't fine. Made the mistake to think that that an overnight flight was going to be easy to sleep on. You just don't know. You can't guarantee you'll be able to get any sleep.
Yeah, Mike, just so you know, it's Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. So Hartsfield-Jackson.
Like, who's the Jack? Is it
it's
Jesse
Michael
Jackson?
It's Michael Jackson.
It's Michael Jackson. Hartsfield-Michael Jackson International Airport.
Do you...
He's on all the announcements.
He is. Hi.
Oh, I can do it. I got the thing going right here. Hold on. Wrong thing. Okay.
Welcome to Atlanta.
Now calling.
Oh, come on. God damn it. Where are you? Oh, there you go.
Now calling gate 8. Gate 8. For those of you traveling, Shamon. For those of you traveling to Washington, D.C., your plane has been delayed. I'm sorry.
Right, I'm sorry. I'll stop that right now.
A massive disparity from flying, and I'm not sure if I just used the right word. It's a difference.
Yeah, that's right.
The difference between flying from the East Coast to the West Coast, mass everywhere. Mm. From the West Coast to the East Coast, I was two of three people wearing masks.
I heard, talking to somebody the other night at my kids' football game, I heard that that they were on a flight where nobody was wearing masks.
Yeah.
Really?
So some people, it's tough. Wear your mask, babe.
Yeah, I was good.
God,
wear your mask.
I'm there. Especially, you see, I'll tee us up for the next segment if it's possible. As I'm a professional. My father said to me, he goes, Oscar, why didn't you just come later on in the week? Like, why would you fly there and fly back and fly there? I said, Dad, I didn't want to miss watching the World Cup final with you.
We'll talk about that next. It was a great sports weekend in the O'Mara household and around the world. And, don't know. I can't tell you whether or not I'll stick with it. I got lots of questions about that on how to stick with it. Took a look at that English Premier League. Jesus Christ, give me a translator. We'll talk about that. Really? What the hell is that all about? You know? I mean, it's like Dungeons and Dragons, for Christ's sake. You know? know? I want to try. I want to try to have a new sport I'm interested in, but it's kind of goofy. So we'll come back. We'll skip the homepage in the next segment. We'll move that to the third segment, and we will talk sports, sports, sports right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Congratulations to Team Argentina for taking home the 2022 FIFA World Cup title. In 4 years, the tournament moves to the United States, Canada, and Mexico, and world-class World Cup coverage also has a new home on CSN, the Cerritos Sports Network.
Hey, it's Jimmy Cerrito!
The world is watching, and the action will come with expert analysis and insight from the five-time King of the Wings title holder, Jimmy Cerrito.
The King of the Wings!
If you're looking for World Cup quality comedy, go with a winner and subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
I think I see John Goose.
Stories, jokes, and uncensored content that always ends up in the back of the net.
He put some wing sauce on that ball.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. The world is laughing.
It'll be okay.
There you go. Just the quick hits. He's got his favorite subject, doesn't he?
He does.
Tis the season for a better you. Whatever your reason is for wanting to make a change, Noom Weight is ready to help. God knows I need them now more than ever. Noom Weight is different. It uses psychology to help you understand your eating habits and learn how to make healthier choices every day. Do you eat because you're bored or can't pass up food when it's free? Mm. If the answer is yes, don't stress. Noom Weight can help, and they can help you break the cycle and change your habits for good. Noom Weight's approach is based on scientific principles that help you better understand your relationship with food. Active first-time Noomers lose an average of 15 pounds in 16 weeks. And 95% of customers say Noom Weight is good, is a very good long-term solution. I love Noom Weight because it works. Oscar loves it. Carla loves it. I love it. It's wonderful to stay focused on what's important to you with Noom Weight's psychology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/TMOS. That's Noom.com/TMOS to sign up for your trial today. And check out Noom's first ever book, The Noom Mindset, a deep dive into the psychology of behavior change, available for pre-order wherever books are sold. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. Yeah, it was really, really fun to, a good weekend all around for us. We not only went to my son's Friday night football game, which was a blast, and the boys knocked out a 42-0 victory. They're good. He brought the band back together, so I mean, they won it last year, so it's kind of a blast. And Carla's gotten a lot of our new friends involved, and some of them are on my kids' team, and some of them aren't. And we feel kind of bad because one of Michael's all-time biggest best friends for the longest period of time was on the other team. Oh, so it's just it's kind of a weird dynamic. Yeah. And a cold rain in Florida. Mm. It was the hoodies were out and everything.
Oh my goodness! You had to wear a hoodie.
A hoodie.
It must be freezing.
It's just terrible. It was 68 degrees, Rob.
Good
with
heavens.
A steady rain. Like, horrible. It's frigid.
I heard
an audible, forget your zinc.
I heard an audible gasp when we walked out of the Reagan airport where a lady was like, ah, it's so cold.
That's the way it is.
Yeah.
It's going to be Christmas morning. I think they're talking about maybe an all-time record for low temperature down here on Christmas morning.
Across the country.
Might be
right
around 40, 35, 30, 40 degrees.
That's bad for the oranges, you know.
Yes, it is. It's not. Yeah. Well, if it freezes, it's not good for. But anyway, I'm not doing weather. I'm just talking. It was a great weekend. into Saturday, where the older I get, the more I don't like to be scheduled. There's nothing more blissful to me than having nothing on the agenda. And as everybody knows, if you're a busy person, my God, if you're a parent, if you've got family, if you've got family commitments, this is a bat-ass time of the year.
This
unquestionably.
Is it.
You are just flying all over the place, and it gets a little goofy. We had two things scheduled. One, they're both from my kid. I'm not going to lie.
Sure.
Both of them I've done before. It's a big barrel of okay. I like hockey, so the first thing was in the evening. We were heading out with a bunch of friends to the Teddy Bear Toss, which is the minor league hockey game.
An annual tradition.
Yeah, it was
unlike any other.
Yeah. It was 4-0 before the home team got a goal. Ooh. The other team, the Orlando Solar Bears, they scored against the Florida
Everglades. Oscar, it rhymes with polar bear, but because it's in the sunny state of Florida, it's a solar bear.
State. Don't mock my state, Purple Argo.
It's a sunny.
Right?
It's a sunny state. What do you want?
It's a sunny. Yeah, I know. You're mocking it. I know. It was just solar they got bears. It through the bear, but on Saturday at 1 o'clock, and this probably is something I'll have to give up as well. We were going to the local theater and the local small theater. A lot of your towns
like
have
a dinner
them.
Theater.
There, dinner
okay,
theater.
Fair enough.
And they were having I don't even know the title of it. I blocked it. It's that bad.
Death
it
of
was
a salesman.
So bad, it was a Santa show.
Oh, it was a Santa show. Okay,
it
Christmas
was something
show.
About Santa. It was something about I really, it's Lost in America in the hotel for me when I get, I don't know. I don't know anything about it. I don't know.
Is this
know.
The one
I
where
don't.
Santa visits the Capitol just after Christmas?
I don't know.
No, you don't know.
I don't know. So they have the children's buffet. And when I say that, it's for the adults as well. But it is a children's buffet.
So it's Oscar's food.
Chicken fingers.
Yes.
Pasta with a, I guess you would call it a red sauce, but it's more like watered down ketchup,
right.
And then melted Velveeta cheese. Then they have French fries, and what else do they have? Oh, and tacos. That's the that's
Santa
the fair.
Claus the musical.
Sure, that's what it was called. You know the theater.
Yeah.
He knows the theater.
Oh, Mike, it's beautiful, and you should see.
Don't mention
beautiful
the theater.
I'm not,
don't mention.
I'm
and
not,
now I'm ratting them out because I'm not going to say nice things. So
well, if they want nice things to be said, maybe they should try a little harder.
Oscar will enjoy what I'm going to say right now.
Okay.
Seeing the pictures. When Carl and I go to these matinees for the kids,
yes.
Carl and I have a standing bet together, and we pick how many Robs will be in the cast. And this year, Carla said 4 Robs, and I did my standard. I did my standard. This will have 1 Rob in the cast.
Okay, now I feel
and
that I require an explanation.
What's a Rob?
Like someone who is more talented than the other people?
No, it's that the theater guy, usually a softer dude.
Yeah, I would think.
That is kind of... Although, look at you. You're in better shape than I've ever been. This is wonderful
but
in
that's
my adult
still,
life.
But it's,
the artist formerly known as Rob.
My reputation precedes me.
But you also have... And they have... how to describe all the participants. They are almost talented.
Very close. Right?
They're not talented enough to be in a road company of a major production.
All right.
They're not certainly not talented enough to be in live theater in, you know, Broadway.
Let me ask this. Did you get the feeling?
Go ahead and ask that because you're a theater guy. You'll be able to ask.
Did you get the feeling that there were people who auditioned for this that did not get the part?
No.
So this is like, so everyone who came got a part.
What about?
But okay. They said at the end of the production, they said there were people that have traveled, that travel the country going to these dinner theaters that they put up, that the theater owns a couple of condos and they put the performers up in these condos that are on the road.
Oh, like the comedy
the
condo
show.
For a stand-up joint. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Out of like 8 performers. 2 of the people were from out of town, and the other 6 were local, which makes a lot of sense. And there's just
could you tell who was from out of town, and were they like ringers?
No, not at all.
Really? So they were all of an equal footing.
So why are you being?
Yes.
And this is I'm not even.
And
joking.
By the way, the kids loved it.
Yeah.
I should
why
say.
Are you
my,
being
my,
so
my son
mean
and his
about
best buddy? Because I was. I'm. It's just I don't like to be. Captive in an environment where I'm not where there's a I have been to that theater where I've seen a production where I was like I walk out going that was for this theater was really really well done mm-hmm. And they do have
was it
certain
Calcutta
productions
that you saw hair
they have hair they have certain productions that are very very solid
sure
this was not one of them and it's just look they did a fine job it's well rehearsed it's well presented with enthusiasm.
There's music.
There's music.
In February, they're having Tribute to a King.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, who is
that an Elvis show?
Yes.
Does it say who plays Elvis?
No.
Of course. How could they have anything that wouldn't be that?
They just have a blurry picture.
How could they have anything? Of course. Bring that back. Like that hasn't, like every inch.
It's Dwight Eisenhower, Mike.
Okay. You mean that's the performer?
Yeah, but it's spelled ice like in a drink. Ice in an hour.
All right. Yeah. Well, anyway, it's what we got. I'm not angry. Yeah. I'm not angry, but I'm just...
You're mad at the dirt.
I'm waiting. I'm just waiting. Please be over. Please be quick.
Yeah.
And it was. Mercifully. It was 100
minutes?
Quick. No, probably not that much.
Wow. They
had a little Q&A that might have stretched it to that. A little Q&A at the end where the little kids can ask questions about the...
Did the performance ask any questions of the kids? Like, where do you live?
No, but they went... They did some crowd work, which I love crowd
nice.
Work.
The venue's nice.
It's a beautiful venue.
Yeah, it's a beautiful
venue. And the food
venue.
Is cafeteria, nice. Children's nice. Cafeteria food that Carl and I both enjoy. Crappy cafeteria. Oh, they had corn, too. Corn.
I love corn.
I love corn.
I did, too. So, yeah. The frustrating thing was right after you finish the buffet, and then you've got about 20 minutes before the show starts. That's the...
I'm guessing...
Was that the lady in back of me? I think that was the lady
that was Santa.
In back of me that was there.
I'm guessing that. The corn was off the cob.
Yeah, right. <sure. laughs> They did it right there. Sure, it went out of a can. So the only Rob, the definitive Rob, Carla thought that the lead elf was a Rob. No, the lead elf was
okay,
not
okay, what prevented him from being a Rob? I'm so fascinated by your take on me in the musical theater setting.
What prevented him was that he wasn't a white devil like you.
Yeah. Okay.
That was that precludes him from being a Rob.
May I give a better explanation of what I think you're
He was more
down?
Of an Oscar than he was a Rob.
Yeah.
Okay.
So race and ethnicity aside, I think their definition of a Rob is someone... that probably thrived in their high school theater
right.
troupe.
Yeah.
Right.
And they peaked in high school, but they won't let go.
That's probably pretty accurate.
You said
accurate,
it, I did.
Right?
You said it. Now.
But also I will say this, as you're defining the Rob, one of the reasons I did not pursue theater and acting is I said, you know, I'm not even the best in my high school. I can't do this. If there's people in my high school who are better than me, I can't pursue this. So I took a different path. Yeah. But there are those who hold on for a long time.
And they get paid. They're getting paid, and they're professionals. I'm sure they get paid a decent wage.
They get paid
too.
In corn.
Canned corn?
Three hots and a cot.
But I have to say this. Yes. I have to say that there are shows there that I love, and there are shows that I don't love. This was one I didn't love, mm-hmm. but it wasn't for me.
Was there
it
a
was
plot,
for children.
Or was it more of a review?
There was definitely a plot. In fact, the plot was very interesting.
Oh, can you thumbnail it?
No, I can't. I didn't pay attention.
Open up into a larger theater.
No, it's...
Do they have drinks there at least?
Yeah, you can
to
get
numb
hooch.
The pain?
I saw a lady with a beer.
Oh.
I wasn't drinking. Not my kind of drinking menu. So getting back to the whole thing, the Rob played Santa.
Mm-hmm.
And
great
Rob
gig.
Was an older guy. Now, first, here's the start. I believe a real beard. A really
right, he committed.
Big
that's,
beard.
That's,
right?
That's a very marketable skill this
a
time of year.
A real beard, but not an old guy. A guy maybe in his 20s or 30s. And the beard was bushy and large, and he was bald. And they colored the beard, but they colored it where it was... gunmetal gray.
Yes.
They didn't turn it into a white beard. Mm. Now, I don't know how you turn a regular dark beard into a white beard.
You have there's many different ways you can use makeup,
right?
You can use spray, you could actually bleach. You could actually, you know, for if this is what you do,
yes.
You bleach it.
Yes.
You bleach it and color it. That's what
you
do.
You could have done that.
Yeah.
But they didn't, and
a real Rob
the
would have done that.
When you're in musical theater, whether you're a tenor, whether you're a soprano, whether you're a bass, whether you're an alto, it doesn't matter. There is nothing in live theater, whether it be on the college level, on the high school level, or in this case, on the professional level, there is nothing that I can't abide more than a weak voice.
Oh, and when you have a voice like that, that's the way. Then the entire show...
Would you like to hear? All right. I go on the, what's the Santa? The Frosty the Snowman Santa.
Yeah.
Which sounds something like this. Oh, ho, ho, ho. That's right, Rudolph. Yeah. I'm going to. That's Santa. Santa is not.
No, that's.
And I'm singing my song.
That's if Santa has the consumption. Yeah.
And it was annoying. And
you were annoyed at Rob when he came back from being in the hospital and he had a thin voice.
I don't like thin voices. Yeah. I like to, you know, mercy. I don't like it when my voice gets thin. Yeah. When I'm tired or I haven't been, or I've been my one of my many illnesses.
Battling.
I get frustrated.
Yes.
I can't get my medication. I can't get my medication. So, anyway.
How was his outfit? How was his Santa outfit?
Solid.
Okay. That's good. Yeah.
Because he was fat.
Bless his heart.
Do they put this?
And Mrs. Claus was fatter.
Nice.
Do they put the
real fat?
The silver on the beard so the stage lights reflect the silver.
I have no idea. It just looked gray.
But I'm glad that Mrs. Claus was heavy because, as you know, Oscar, Santa has a sickness for the thickness.
Mm.
Yes.
Eat, Santa. Eat. Have the canned corn, please. Santa. Santa. Nobody likes a skinny Santa. Breathe, Santa. Thank you. But anyway, Mekaleki High. It was fine.
So it's Saturday.
It was fine. And then the teddy bear toss is that night.
Yeah.
So we have barely any time.
Too much.
We had at the game one margarita, which I shouldn't have now with my current condition.
Right.
But the margarita
but you didn't
is.
Know. You didn't know.
It's in a bucket, basically. So it lasts for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
So we're there early and I'm like sip, sip, sip in the cold. But it's enough to wipe us both out. We're just tired. Yeah. Got to go to the thing. I'm sleeping through
the
whole thing.
How did Michael's mood hold up? Because that's a lot. He was very scheduled.
He's coming
this
off a win.
Yeah.
He was happy with it and he had his buddy with him all afternoon.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah. So, and
then
he
was driving. So he loved
it. He had a buddy yesterday, too. It's his vacation. Yeah. We'd like to make it a vacation for him if we're not hitting the road and traveling anywhere.
True.
So he was happy. His buddy Donnie was here. He's a great kid. You know, these kids are family for us. They're just around all the time. So we see them and that's the way it goes. Teddy Bear Toss, a little rough start for the local hometown team. Four goals. Goals scored by the opposition prior to the Bears being trucked. And so about maybe 2-3 minutes into the second period, that's when they scored their goal. Teddy Bears get tossed on the ice. I'm like, Carla, let's go. And we take our leave, and we didn't hang around because they were going to lose. And we beat feet home, and then it was up for Sunday morning, which was spectacular.
So conceivably,
with, Argentina.
Conceivably, if the home team did not score a goal, the Teddy Bears do not get tossed?
I don't know what the protocol, but obviously there is a protocol, and I have no idea what it is, but it's got to.
It would be really bad if the coach.
No, you got to watch.
I don't know
the
if it's ever
like,
happened.
Let them score.
Yeah, just let them have one. Let them have
one. I don't
one.
Know what the rule is. I'll have to look into that because they do these all over hockey leagues in America and Canada. So you have to wait and see what it is. I don't know what the protocol is, but it was fine. Then up early in the morning
Sunday.
With my son watching almost the entire... He watched more of the soccer game than he watched of the football game.
What time and, here?
9 a.m.
Yeah, 7
at our place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? It was 9 a.m., but it started at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah,
so 3 hours.
Yeah, because we were up at 6.
Yeah, and the game started at 7.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was hinky because they said it was going to start at 9.
Correct.
That's what I thought.
Correct.
Well,
I thought
that's how you get the extra hour of advertising revenue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if you compare it to NFL coverage, it's insanely better.
Yeah.
I mean, fantastic.
Action.
What is arguably, at least that's what I'm reading, I'm not an expert, one of the greatest games in World Cup history, if not the greatest game in World Cup history.
Actually,
fantastic.
I would like to play you. There is an announcer. His name is Andres Cantor.
Yes.
Is this the TV announcer for Argentina?
Yes.
Or for Telemundo. Telemundo. Sí. Telemundo.
And he is actually, he was born in Buenos Aires.
Yeah, he's Argentinian.
And so.
Is this one? This is Argentina wins the world.
Yeah. Before, just briefly.
Yeah.
We watched the.
Are you watching that?
We're watching Telemundo feed.
Wow, really?
And you have to be impartial. It doesn't matter. Like you, as a professional, you have to be impartial when you're calling a game.
Oh, not in Latin America.
But though. No, but within this realm, Cantor, who's just famous, he holds his I guess
His craft. He held it until the end.
No,
right?
Yeah. He slipped two or three times during the game and apologized profusely to the audience because he was like, the first time he slipped, he said
he was so emotional.
Los nervios, which might the nerves, right? Because it was up and down, up and down. Those lead changes, and then he apologized. Perdón, he thought I thought I said that inside my mind. He didn't mean to say it out loud. In the middle of the broadcast.
He's obviously so invested.
Yes, because just another note, his son is also in Qatar. He's also a broadcaster, so they got to share that together.
Oh, that's very cool. Yes. This is as raw and emotional. It's not appropriate for a lot of broadcasting, but you know, it's a different world when you're talking about this. And if he's from Buenos Aires, I love this. I just love this. Let me ask you this. When you're all right, so you said tears in the
we were all crying.
Yeah, you're South American. Yeah, the whole continent.
Roots. My father was the representative for the World Health Organization for 5 years in Buenos Aires, in Argentina. We spent a Christmas in Argentina when he was down there. Spent a summer there. My sister-in-law, who's Diabla Blanca, the White Devil. She took a sabbatical and lived in Argentina for 6 months and learned Spanish there. So we had ties.
That's so cool. And so you guys are going nuts for Argentina.
Yes. Yeah. Nuts.
And when this tape actually continues, Mike, there's 40 more seconds of him screaming.
Please, it's really worth it.
Okay. Let's What's he saying?
He's naming the players.
Argentina, campeón del mundo.
Champions of the world.
Messi, campeón del mundo.
Messi, champion of the world.
No podía ser de otra manera sino sin sufrir. Argentina, la selección argentina de Lionel Scaloni es campeón del mundo. Argentina. Argentina.
Oh, what?
Monster.
Only got 6 days, Mike.
Hi there. The Christmas shopping days are clicking off. Only 6 days left. So you better hurry, hurry.
Okay. We gotta
what are you doing?
There wasn't any of that on the network coverage. Jesus. That must have been just down Telemundo. Yeah.
You're killing me. That was fun. Congratulations to Argentina. Congratulations. So I know we got a lot of DC fans. Congratulations to the Giants. Thank you.
Yeah, we got robbed.
Thank you. Well, it happened to the Giants all the time, too. All right.
Nanny, try being a cowboy.
I'm just here every game. We'll be right back with the homepage right here.
Hey, save some for Dad now.
Tonight on CBS, behind the scenes of another beloved holiday classic.
Mr. Crosby, we're thrilled you'll be singing Little Drummer Boy with David Bowie.
Listen, boy, you just have my check ready in my dressing room for when we're finished.
Yes, sir, Mr. Crosby.
Yeah, and another thing, tell that one-eyed freak Bowie to stay out of my key lighter. I'll give him a backhand like he was my son Nathaniel.
Just stand at your mark right here, Bing.
I don't take direction from some haircut. You got that?
Here, Bing Crosby, and all your holiday favorites on the Rob Radio Christmas Spectacular. Available for download this Thursday the 22nd and Friday the 23rd. It's the Mike O'Mara Show's holiday gift to you and yours.
Some of it really fine.
Thanks, Bing. I still love watching that. Some of it's really fine.
Some of it really fine.
Really fine. Hey, no need to stress over the holidays this year. Dadgrass now has something for everyone. Tis the season to indulge. So let Dadgrass help you chill out and enjoy the Yuletide ride. Dadgrass is legal, organic, smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. Their 100% organic pre-rolled joints and flower are very low in THC and high in CBD, so you can enjoy the effects of CBD while keeping a clear head. Try their CBD tincture drops or the newly launched CBD gummies in flavors like blackberry, ginger, good time hibiscus lime, and nighttime midnight berry. Chill out without getting stoned. Plus, Dadgrass doesn't forget your furry friends. They also just released CBD dog bones. So everyone in the house can enjoy. Whether you're looking for a new buzz or a chill way to enjoy an old favorite, Dadgrass will leave you in a euphoric mood. It's out of sight. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/TMOS.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
This is The Homepage, and we start today with Sharon Osbourne. She was rushed to the hospital on Friday after experiencing what they're calling a medical emergency. There aren't any details on what happened yet, but her son Jack posted this, which is interesting because it sounds like, well, based on this post, you figure it out for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here it's quote, okay, here's what I'll say. First things first, my mother wasn't filming an episode of Ghost Adventures. That's his first line with his mother with a medical emergency. Mm. She was filming a new episode of Night of Terror with me. Ha, ha, ha.
What?
This is a self-promoting family right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Now that we have made that clear, she has been given the all clear from her medical team and is now home. Thank you to everyone who has reached out with love and support as to what happened to my mom. I'm going to leave it to her to share about when she is ready. Sort of a promotional
thing. It's garbage.
Yeah, it's
garbage. I saw it pop up on my feed. I was like, is she okay? And then nothing.
You don't know. You know, who knows what it was. Probably minor, but they're master promoters. They always have been, right?
And meanwhile, Ozzy's on tour standing up like a 12-inch action figure with a thing to hold him. You know,
he's like a real doll.
He is an unreal doll.
More UK news. Elizabeth Hurley is denying an apparent rumor that she took Prince Harry's virginity way back when.
Ooh.
Something that's supposed to be alluded to in his forthcoming book. The actress addressed what the Times of London claims is a juicy piece of gossip floating around the UK. She said that Harry and Hurley got together when he was a teenager, marking his first time. In an interview with the outlet, Hurley debunks any notion of this being true. She is quoted as saying, "Not me. Not guilty." No, not me. Absolutely not.
I think maybe yes, well, you.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, that'd be wonderful for Harry.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Hello. Hello, Harry. Hello. Yeah. Very good.
Spend the rest of your life trying to equal that. Oh, my goodness.
Mama Mia from your neck of the woods. 40,000 pounds of meatballs. Where's that meatball?
Man, I sure do want that meatball.
Rolled onto I-95 in Virginia when two tractor trailers crashed early Friday morning. You know, it's funny. I've been on I-95, and I find the truckers to be absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, Mike. This is out of the ordinary. Out of the ordinary. Especially meatball truckers.
Meatball truck. Hey, where's that meatball going? Gotta get that meatball home for Christmas. One rig jackknifed, causing the trailer to detach. Another tractor trailer also traveling southbound, then unavoidably crashed into it.
Wow.
It took local fire department more than 2 hours to free the driver of the second truck, the one I guess that hit the meatballs. Well, it doesn't say which one had the meatballs in it. The traffic shut down in both the northbound and southbound lanes of I-95 until 4:30 a.m. Mm. Honey, let's leave early to get to grandma's house.
Do you smell oregano?
No problem. Yeah, nobody was hungry.
No.
Mamma mia, that is a spicy meatball.
The truck was labeled Paul Blair Christine.
Hey! Then we stopped for wine. I love it. Keep them coming. Student fees at the University of Vermont were used to fund a sex toy bingo night hosted by the school's programming board. It was hosted by the University of Vermont Program Board on December 2nd. The event was described on Instagram as a night of sexperts, sex toy prizes, condom giveaways, and more. Quote, we all need a safe place to talk about sex and play some sex toy bingo.
I don't know about all this.
And then it goes on to say, you know you want to come. That's their description.
No. That's right.
The organization also held an event in September where students could learn about everything from multiple orgasms to that mysterious G-spot. So that's at the University of Vermont.
You don't even want to know how they marked their cards.
That's gross. God, stop it. You're not allowed. Don't do that.
All right, I'm sorry.
Have you been to a Spencer Gifts by chance?
Of course. Have not in the foreseeable future. Not in the recent future.
Yeah.
Not in the recent
Thursday
past.
Night?
I'm sorry, it's a long week. We're taping machine? Late today. I'm not in my rub my game.
Thursday
God
night,
damn it.
Went with my wife, my niece, and my, and we went to the mall.
Yeah.
My niece is 15 now. And she goes, can we go to Spencer Gifts? I said, fine. My sister had gone to do something else. My wife. I'm confused here because it was so awkward. We walked in and all I saw was dildos on the back of the store. And I said, she goes, what's that? And I said, let's go.
Wow, they've gone that far?
Yeah.
This is lava lamps and dildos.
That's all it is. He's right. He's right.
Really?
Bunch of lava lamps. And a bunch of sex toys.
You can't bring little kids in.
No.
Right?
No.
Right.
No.
Disgusting. Well, here's something the little kids can bid on. The original mechanical model from E.T. has just snagged a staggering sum.
Can I guess?
Let me see what it is first. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, $1 million.
I take the over on that.
All right, you're right. The highly desirable film item got a final bid. $2,560,000.
Oh, jeez.
The number one hero used with the actors, the aluminum alloy skeletal model of E.T., was originally estimated at the auction house to fetch between $2 and $4 million. Bidding opened at $500,000. The winner was not identified.
I don't want to go public with this, Mr. Powers.
12 people. So. It takes 12 people to actually manipulate him.
And, you know, it bothered me because the mechanical E.T. looked great, but when they did the weird shots of, like, him actually walking, it looked so different. It looked weird.
Yeah, but the eyes were amazing.
The eyes were
Walgreens
great.
Blowing me up again because they put another prescription in. There's an issue! There's always an issue! God damn it.
Have you been to a Walgreens lately?
Florida Nothing. Blue. Blue Cross Blue Shield. Look at all the ads you want to look at, okay? They suck rectum. All right? That's what they do.
Walgreens just dildos and lava lamps. That's all Walgreens is
big,
now.
Big drug. Big drug. being bought up by insurance companies, right? The drugstores too?
Sure, yeah.
So they can control it all. Top to bottom. Stem to stern.
Yep.
Oh! Honest to God. All right. And now a little something something. A Nebraska woman was arrested Tuesday afternoon after police said she tried to rob a bank from the drive-thru lane. This is in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Police officers were called to the First National Bank to investigate a possible robbery. I guess she crossed state lines. While en route, the officers were told that a woman had pulled into the bank's drive-thru and passed a note to the teller demanding cash. The woman tried to drive away after police arrived. Officers stopped her car and took her into custody. Police say they didn't find any weapons. The 51-year-old woman was arrested on suspicion of second-degree robbery and second-degree theft and taken to the Pottawatomie County Jail. Pottawatomie was also what the woman was smoking before the crime. I'm sorry. Pottawatomie.
It's potent.
Is that the... And if I mispronounced it, Pottawatomie?
What? No, it just it works for the story, though. Yeah, I think you pronounced it in the name
of comedy. Sorry, I'm trying. I'm agitated with my
I understand.
Here. I'm doing the very best I can. Carrie is playing Christmas Mind Games. Ooh. That's next.
Everyone, this is Twitch, VP of Marketing for Fake Mike O'Mara Products. We're here announcing the first official Mike O'Mara NFT collection right here and right now. They're called O'Mara Digital Trading Cards, and they feature some of the really incredible artwork pertaining to Mike's life and his career. It's been very exciting. You can collect your O'Mara digital cards just like baseball cards. Here's one of the best parts. Each card comes with an automatic chance to not win amazing prizes like Dinner with Mike. I don't know if that's an amazing prize, but it's one that we don't have. Mike's also not doing Zoom calls, no one-on-one meetings, or autograph autographing any memorabilia, and so much more. We're not doing a lot. The official Mike O'Mara digital trading cards are $99, which doesn't sound like very much for what you're getting. You can buy them with your credit card or crypto. Buy them now before they're all gone, and they will be gone. For everything else on your shopping list, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and shop using the TMOS Shopping Center. Merry Christmas, and God bless you real good.
There you go. We're not doing a lot.
No, we're not doing a lot.
Rothy's shoes. Cool, versatile, most of all comfortable. You will definitely get compliments when you wear Rothy's. Even better, Rothy's just launched an all-new men's shoe. It's called the Monty. It's an effortlessly cool shoe that's like a cross between a dress shoe and a sneaker that you can wear absolutely anywhere this holiday season. They also have two new sneaker styles, the RS02, that's a more relaxed lace-up that's like a t-shirt for your feet, and the City Slip-On sneaker, that's a refined luxe slip-on with a roomier fit. To top it off, Men's Health named the RS01 sneaker one of the top three sustainable sneakers during their 2022 Sneaker Awards. And if you're looking for some gifting inspiration for friends, family, or your lover, Rothy's has you covered with shoes, bags, and accessories for both men and women. And remember, it's all recycled material and 100% machine washable. This season, find out why people fall hard for Rothy's. With new shoes, bags, and more for everybody, you can snag something for yourself or someone you love for a limited time. Get $20 off your first purchase at Rothy's.com/TMOS. That's $20 off at Rothy's.com/TMOS. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tis the season to be jolly. And sorry, I haven't been a little more jolly, but
you're pretty jolly today.
I'm having a good time.
Just to clarify.
Yeah.
They've given you meds, but not the meds you want, or they won't give you the meds?
I'm on my now third prescription that they that we're trying a third. They have denied two.
Mm. Wow.
That
in itself is criminal.
Yeah, and the doctor wrote you the prescription. You have the prescription, right?
This is medication designed for the condition that I have.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's for, and they've denied it twice. Where the medicine should be determined by you and your physician, they are now strong-arming us into getting what they want.
Mm, right.
So if there's anybody else that can help with this situation, I'm willing to take advice from all corners because I think it sucks.
Yeah,
I truly
it does.
So
it
if
does.
Somebody works for a big drug, you know, the first one was, I forgot, Mounjaro. I think that's the name of the first
Mounjaro.
Yeah, I don't know what the second one is.
Which one do you want?
It's either, I wanted Mounjaro.
Can the doctor appeal it with the insurance company?
That's what they tried to do.
Oh, and it still didn't go through. Oh, God.
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah, it does. By reality, Mounjaro is number one. Ozempic is number two. Trulicity is the one I think they're putting in next, but I don't know. Let's move on.
All right. Very good. So Christmas at my house, I will say this. Robert is home. Yesterday, Julia had her birthday. So congratulations
to
my 22-year-old daughter, which makes me feel ancient.
How's she feeling?
She is doing better. She's allowed to go out with a mask today, and she's still house sitting a few miles away, so I won't see her for another day or so. Mm-hmm. But she is home. She's doing good. Robert has got his grades. His grades are totally bounced back. He is in the best mood. He is so happy to be home. Took him to Costco yesterday. There is nothing more rewarding than taking a college kid to Costco and let them buy what they want. Because he's stocking up with stuff he wants to take back to school. Went with him and his girlfriend, Blakelyn, who is, again...
She's back.
She's fantastic.
Wonderful.
And one of the things he got is we walked through, like, the kids' candy aisle, and they have these, like, little snack bags of mini cupcakes that are birthday cake-flavored cupcakes, and it's a case of, like, 50 bags of them. And he puts them in the cart. I'm not even questioning it. And Blakelyn looks at him and says, "Are you 10? But
it's what he wants.
But it is so great to have him home and in a good mood.
It's great to have the kidlings home, isn't it, Rob?
Yay!
Say hi to Rob and Oscar, will
you?
Hi,
Rob. Hi, Oscar.
Hey, congratulations on the big win this weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mekalikimaka. What is it?
Mekalikimaka.
He's got it.
You want to play real quick? Just real quick before Rob finishes his thing. Play, what are you going to play on the piano? Yeah, get your book. We'll do that. We got plenty.
So everything is good, except Carrie comes up last week and says, you know, I've been looking at the finances, and I'm really flattered that you're spending what you're spending on me, but I think you're spending too much money.
You're telling her this?
No, she's telling me that
You're spending too much money on her.
And I said,
how does she even know any of this?
Well, because she'll see the Amazon bill, and she knows what was ordered and what is shipped to who, and so she keeps track of it. And she says,
Can't you just do it like separately somehow to surprise her?
I could, but anyway, the money disappears out of the account regardless.
I understand that.
And so she's saying, you know, we got some good gifts for the kids this year, which we do, some amazing stuff. Sound like Donald Trump. It's amazing stuff.
The greatest Christmas ever.
But
Brian Austin Green impression.
She said, you know what, let's really hold off and return what you can, and it'll just be about the kids this year. All right. And I'm obviously, that's the only bummed thing, because I had a really lousy Christmas last year. I'm really feeling it this year.
Why did you have a lousy Christmas last year?
Well, probably,
he was on the verge of dying.
Probably I was dying, yeah. And also, to the end of 2 years of COVID, I think I just had my fill.
You were grumpy.
Yeah.
But when did you go into the hospital? March?
March.
Yeah, you were there. You were redlining.
So I'm into it this year. The house is decorated. The jukebox has Christmas music. Yeah. And everything is
great. You've got a new lease on life.
I do have a new lease on life. And Carrie says all this. And I said, okay, you know what? I can deal with it if that's what I have to do. So I go in and I do the returns and all this stuff. Cancel a couple things that are still in transit. And so, yes, weekend, I say to her, I said, Carrie, just so we're clear, we're not getting each other anything, right? And she says, oh, no, I'm still getting you some stuff. And I said, but what happened to it's just about the kids? Now I'm mortified because I don't have gifts for her.
Dude, you fell into the oldest trap known to any Christmas giving situation.
And you know what? I'm a brighter man than this. Yeah. I'm a brighter gift giver than this.
Yeah, you're a rube. Playing you.
Yeah. I thought fresh face got the fresh face for Christmas.
No, and if we were to do that, that would be five Christmases and a birthday. If you really wanted to quantify it.
Carly got herself about anything she wanted this year. Yeah. So, that's
true. I believe we have an artist waiting without who is
all right,
not.
what selection, Michael, what will you be playing for us today? Up on the House.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
Here we go. Michael William O'Mara, ladies and gentlemen. What did you say, Oscar?
I can barely hear it.
He said, don't fall. He's not actually on the housetop. It's a song called Up on the Housetop.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Here we go. All right. Oh, wait a minute.
Do you have the reverb up on that?
Yep.
Good.
Merry Christmas. See you later. All right, bye. Now I want you to leave.
Don't overstay. Go out on a strong note.
Come on. You wowed him.
It's showbiz. Right. It's showbiz.
All right.
Bye, duties.
Bye, duties.
Bye. But I did bounce back. I think I've got a few gifts for her. Yeah, but.
Only two more weeks.
And then right back to school.
Yeah. I'm 63. God, I'm feeling everything.
But I was able
to. Golf. I can't golf.
Oh, I know. You have none escape.
You're trapped.
Yeah. Pickleball, Mike. Get into pickleball.
Can't do anything.
All the rage.
Kids love it.
Dying. Depressed.
But so now I've got to sort of put the wagons in a circle and regroup because I've got to get some gifts going together. I can't believe I fell for it.
Why don't you get her some sort of skin treatment? From Dermglow Skin.
Hey, yes. Hold on.
Now here's, this is funny. Because
Carla will give you.
I asked her about that.
Carla will let you pay first. Carla will let you pay full price.
No.
You were talking and I was talking. Go ahead.
No, but Carrie actually already ordered what she wanted from Dermglow. So I couldn't do that.
Yeah, but she's always going to need more.
Carla has tons of wonderful products.
Does she have any of that sleep cream?
She would go yeah. through a sleep cream.
She can make a basket or something cream. For you that she would never dream of getting.
What does that mean? Like a cream to make people go to sleep?
Yeah, we've talked about it before.
It's one napping
my,
cream.
It's one of my mythical. Oh yeah, it used to be napping cream. Now oh, it's I got sleep
a facial.
Cream.
I got a facial on Friday.
Oh,
I did. I can hear the reverb on my mic. Hello. Turn it. There we
Yell
go.
Yell that
Hello?
You got a facial, and let's hear it with the reverb.
I'm making it to the. I'm limping to the finish
you're
line. Now
you're doing great.
But
dermglowskin.com. Right. If you want, how about you get a consult?
Yeah,
call. And up. Carla's got it.
She knows what your wife wants.
Right,
she uses her face.
Yeah, you know this is a good idea.
He's lying. He's lying to us. It's the last thing he wants to do. It's the last.
Why would it be the last thing? I actually asked her about products. She said she has the product because she just bought them. But the consult is something we have not discussed.
But there's stuff in there. Stuff. I mean that. I think that's what. Well, you'll figure it.
Then I'm going to have to return the hair bows.
What did you buy her that she was like no?
Yeah, what were you going to get her that she said,
what did she know that you got her?
A lot of clothes that she actually had selected throughout the year that she said was too much. A beautiful bracelet that she said way over the top. And a limited
from Amazon?
Yeah, well, it's through Swarovski. Oh, okay. Is that who does the crystals?
Yeah, the crystal stuff.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, I get Carla that all the time.
And then also a limited edition book about REM. That I hated to see that go, but
definitely didn't want that.
But she
I get Carla Swarovski all the time. Swarovski,
it's beautiful stuff
for men that earned through half of their career. That's the way.
Yes, exactly.
The way
it resembles
it,
you know? Jewels.
I thought they were nice things.
Oh, really?
Well,
you manufactured jewelry.
Right? Yeah,
costume jewelry.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's fancy costume jewelry
from 1930. Costume jewelry.
Costume jewelry. Is that an old reference?
I think it kind of is.
I don't know. I'm just trying to get out of here.
You're doing fine.
Hey, don't be mad at us. We're a family.
I'm not mad. I'm mad at the dirt. Thank you very much.
And your face looks great because of the facial.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely.
That's true.
And my wonderful haircut.
Haircut, not so much.
Let's move on.
What time is the execution, Mr. O'Mara? We'll be right back, everybody.
I'm sorry to say and sad to bring you this news, but this is the last promo for the bonus show of 2022.
I'm a little freaked by this Christmas season, and we've got flu, we've got COVID.
Mike, who hurt you?
Looks like somebody has a case of the Mondays.
You got the fire.
And the tree.
And this is awesome.
And all my skin. What about Janet Yellen?
She's hot. I'd like to apologize for saying precautious. It was not a word.
Now here's some info to fill you with glee. The TMOS bonus show will be back in 2023. Get lots of funny with a subscription today at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Don't hurt me! Man, I killed all my liquid IV during the show. Like 1 hour. That's like 40 ounces.
Yeah,
that
you're going to be super hydrated, though. You're going to feel great.
Look, Liquid IV, they've been a wonderful, wonderful supporter of the Mike O'Mara Show all year round. We want to say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to them. And we want to talk about hydration. Liquid IV fuels your everyday well-being by helping you stay hydrated. In just one stick, you get 5 essential vitamins, and you're hydrating 2 times faster than water alone. Cooler weather will make it easier to miss signs of dehydration, like overheating or perspiration, so it's even more important to stay hydrated when you're in the cooler weather. It's also essential when traveling, so don't take a long-haul flight,
Oscar,
without Liquid IV when you're eating your Panettone. It's made with premium ingredients, and it's non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Plus, Liquid IV is on a mission to change the world. Liquid IV has donated over 25 million servings in over 50 countries around the world. Plus, it's delicious, and it's a great way to start your day. So be like me, drink Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com, everybody.
Sound
down.
We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
Really, a never-ending font of comedy possibilities is live coverage on local news stations. And this one I found absolutely delightful. I don't know the town, but I know it's News 3. And they were doing a thing where they had some formula to determine what your elf name was. Like, okay, if you month of birth and all that. It's one of those BS things. And then they throw it to the man on the street reporter. And this lady obviously is not following what's going on in the studio. And it makes for a marvelous transition.
And you can take part in our morning of giving today. Our Leslie Hort, we got Leslie's name too, did we not?
Peach's Cookie Fingers.
Peach's Cookie Finger, down in the parking lot.
That's your elf.
Okay, what? Yeah, is that my stripper name?
It's elf. Christmas elf.
Oh!
Christmas elf name.
That's funny.
Peaches Sticky Fingers?
Cookie Fingers!
Oh. Excuse me.
This is great, though.
Because Peaches Sticky Fingers is a better stripper name than elf name, is what I'm thinking. Everything is fine here.
I don't know this outfit. I think that lady that we were throwing it to, I think she might party. That just saying.
That's good, though. She's got I liked her. I wish there was more of that on Logan. I wish they were lighter.
Yeah.
I wish they really were lighter. They're so scared down here where I live because they're right out of the University of Florida. They're all terrified.
Good-looking crew.
When the field reporter goes, what?
We had Channel 3 when I grew up in Hartford. Yeah. We had a Channel 3.
Are you looking at them right now, right?
Yeah.
She could get it.
Yeah, absolutely. Mike?
Happy holidays, everybody.
I know you love the Learning Channel. And remember, it was established, TLC was established as the Learning Channel.
Yes.
And the Learning Channel.
They could get it.
Yeah, but they could get it. They're bringing us a new program this winter called MILF Manor.
What the Learning Channel is?
Yeah, TLC is.
Remember how they started that network? Just think what their goal was.
I know.
The Learning Channel. Now it's what? MILF what?
MILF Manor.
Oh, my God.
And they are mothers that you'd like to be intimate with, mothers who can get it.
Hot mums.
But here's the deal. They're kind of cagey in the promotion, but it appears to most people who watch it, the MILFs are going to be in the house with their sons.
Yeah.
Oh,
and wait. The sons are going to sleep with MILFs that aren't their own. So the MILF has to watch their son bang the other mom.
This is the description you can play in 2 seconds,
thank
right?
Thank you. Yeah.
This was just announced.
MILF Manor.
8 hot mums leave home for a chance to find love with men half their age. But they are greeted with a shocking twist.
And that's got to be the shocking twist in MILF Manor. But anyway.
Oh my God. That's ridiculous.
Here's what the Learning Channel is promoting it with.
I was married for 14 years. I want to get a chance to do me a little.
Young men have much more energy. They think out of the box. I want that.
Especially in the bedroom.
Especially.
I have an extremely high libido. Is that too much, Shane? I have an extremely high libido. Should I just have said high libido?
I'm ready to connect with somebody who doesn't really care how old I am.
I'm just looking to have fun.
Are they all hot?
They're attractive.
Yeah, they could get it.
I think they're trying to.
Yeah.
Such a wonderful, sensitive holiday show we're doing right now.
And Mike, we are in the midst of Hanukkah. Hanukkah has begun.
Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friends.
Exactly. And I'd like to close with one of my favorite, I would call him more of a philosopher than a comic, Lewis Black and his take on Hanukkah.
Okay.
As we celebrate 8 crazy nights.
Christmas has gotten out of control. But when I was a kid, I wanted to celebrate it. But I couldn't because I'm Jewish. But when you compare Christmas to Hanukkah, there's no comparison. Christmas is great. Hanukkah sucks. How do we celebrate Hanukkah? We celebrate it with candles. Christians, on Christmas, Santa comes, and he brings a ton of stuff. It's unbelievable. It's extraordinary. I go next door to see my best Christian pals. I'll never forget it. And the whole house is filled with boxes. It's like a warehouse. And out back, there's 6 ponies. 6! We were gonna buy Princess One, but we loved all of them. Merry Christmas! People believe that Hanukkah is celebrated for 8 days. And that's a liar, liar, pants on fire situation. Most Jewish families don't make it past the 4th day. It doesn't happen. Come on, aren't we going to light the lights? No, enough's enough. First night you get socks, second night an eraser, a notebook. It's a back to school holiday.
Happy Hanukkah, folks. Mike, that's all I got.
Oh, man. We got to get out of here.
I got to go fight with a drug company.
Nice.
Jesus Christ. Actually, my doctor's doing it. Ah, Lord. Anyway, happy holidays. Ho, ho, ho. Oscar, thanks for flying across the country.
He's a good guy,
today.
Right?
We appreciate that. We'll be back tomorrow.
The secret
with brand
to
new
being on time, Mike, is making him leave from Los Angeles.
Yeah. Yeah, nowhere to go. Doesn't even stop at home. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, along with Ponyboy Matt Bloom. This is Mecca Mele Kaliki Maka Omera saying so long, everybody.
Please, Navidad.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike Omera bonus show. Get it at MikeOmeraShow.com.
Mike Omera, Radio Entertainment.
Fragile. That must be Italian.
Bye-bye.